Hello friends, welcome to my channel. Hello everyone, you can always say good morning, it's already late in the evening. Good evening everyone. I wanted to talk to you again about the matter of Venezuela. There's an incredible troop buildup. In the waters off Venezuela, near Puerto Rico, Ruthwood Roads is being revamped again. I was there in Roosevelt Roads. That was the base of Navy SEAL Team 4 back in 1986. We trained with the SEALs there, that's why I know the SEALs very well. And I think things are going to blow up in Venezuela soon. Now I'm asking myself, how do the Americans plan to do that? But first, let's look at the context. What's going on here? For me, it's not about the drug cartels at all. I don't think so, because the drug cartels are based in Mexico. The Americans have more problems with Mexico than with Venezuela when it comes to drugs. The drug cartels are in neighboring Colombia and then from the Masende area. Venezuela, for example, doesn't have these drug cartels to the same extent as in Colombia or Mexico. Yeah, so it's not about drugs. What is it about then? It's about oil, of course, and I think that the Trump family and all of Trump's friends are such a die-hard society. Yes, the dollar, only the dollar counts, maybe not much. Tolerance, respect and interpersonal relationships, only dollars count. It's already an economic empire around the Trumps and I could imagine that they simply say, we're going in there, we're going to occupy the oil fields, we're going to get the big fat contracts, maybe from Machado or Maduro, we're going to sell them both their land, right? Very cheaply. And the contracts are supposed to generate jackpot money for us. Same game as in the Congo or perhaps better said in Nigeria. Nigeria, the delta is polluted with oil. Yeah, that's brutal. These are all the big oil companies from BP, Shell and who knows what, Todd and Heck. Yes, and these are Americans, these are British, mainly British. And they have secured the huge contracts with the dictators down there in Africa, in Nigeria. Yes, and of course the coal flows primarily to Europe and the United States and of course a small proportion of it also flows, I would say, into the pockets of the rulers in Nigeria, general ministers, presidents and the whole clan. That's a huge nepotism. Yes, and in Venezuela it amounts to the same thing. That means the presidents or the rulers will sell their oil to these US companies and the US companies are all in Trump's pocket. That's the point. So, it's all about the oil, but you have to get your hands on that first. Of course, there is also the question. The question is, do you want to behead Maduro? I'm not talking about cutting off his head, but more or less making a push so that they can bring Machado in. That would mean that American Special Forces would infiltrate Caucus and get Maduro, and that's not so easy. The only unit I know of would of course be the Navy SEALs. And we have to go into that a little bit. Navy SEALs, if I'm well informed, I mean, nobody really knows exactly, have about 8 to 10 teams. Yes, Navy SEAL team, 1, 2, 3, 4 to 8 and then to 10. But nobody knows that for sure. Each team has about 150 to 200 men. That's not clear either. Yes, but as a rough guide, and within the teams you have the different platoons or platoons, and each platoon has about 16 men. So with 16 men they then approach the bullets. That means the entire target team, if you take all 8 or 10 teams, you can assume that's 2,000 men. Of course, not all SEAL teams can be deployed at the same time. That's clear. You need reserves. You need reserves. You can't send everyone to the front or maybe as cannon fodder. That's not possible, right? If they do approach, they'll probably only deploy 4 teams at most. And now I'm asking the question, how do they plan to do that? Navy SEALs, they normally ideally come from the seaside. but the seaside is closely monitored by the Venezuelans. Yes, they have their S-300 from the Russians there, the Buck systems and then the Igler. That means everything that comes from the side is closely monitored, not a mouse can get through. The second option would be to come from land, but that's problematic. Why? Because in the north and in the northwest and in the west we have Colombia. Then in the south all the way to the southeast we have Brazil and we are right. So in the east we have Guyana, Suriname, Guyana, French Guyana, Suriname, Guyana. And from each of these points, whether it is Colombia in the west, whether it is Brazil in the south or Guyana in the east, from each of these points to Caracas, you have easily 450 to 500 kilometers, and that is primeval forest, that is jungle, that is primarily forest. The Navy SEALs would have to infiltrate somewhere, with three or four teams, then they would have to deal with the guerrilla of Maduro, and the guerrilla of Maduro, I estimate them to be very strong. They are jungle fighters, they are gerriers, they know the terrain. No mouse can get through there, not even the Navy SEALs. And the Navy SEALs would then also have the problem that they could infiltrate. Okay, but how much can they take with them? How much ammunition? How many weapons? How much equipment? How much gear? Because as I said, I know the SEALs and when the SEALs are fighting, they run a good shop. But in order to run the shop, they need supplies. Logistics, ammunition, food, e-passports or MRIs. Yes, they are not like foreign legionnaires. Foreign legionnaires, you send them into the bush with a backpack for 30 days and they get by, they get by. The Navy SEALs need their supplies on, I would say, a weekly basis. If they don't have them from the mouse in a field, then they can't fight anymore. It's a matter of morale. Yes, tough guys, but they need the buffaloes, the helicopters that come in. Yes, that means they would need air support so that they can get into the country, infiltrate 500 kilometers of the jungle. But that can't be done without local guides. Yes, that would be a point where I would say, well, they are all nationalists, they are loyal to Maduro, even for a lot of money, I don't know. I don't know if you know the story. The other day, I think it was 2 years ago, the CIA approached Maduro's pilot. Yes, and they offered him an unbelievable life, a lot of money, a place of retreat, excuse me, in the United States, milk to the point of life for himself and his family. And that was simply because, if Maduro was on board the plane should land where the CIA had access via Navy SEALs or special forces. Yes, he didn't do that. He said negatively, I am loyal, I am faithful, I am a national journalist, I am Venezuelan. Yes. And you are dealing with people like that, with partisans, with JERA, who are more or less loyal to Maduro. The Navy SEALs would have to struggle to get through the terrain. They can't do it without a buffer zone, without a helicopter, and without contact with local guides, and then all sorts of scenarios are played out. I don't know what else would be possible, how to get Maduro out of Caracas. Yes, and of course he has a Republican Guard. Around him, that is, his presidential guard, and they are so drilled and so sharp, you don't want that. No Navy SEAL team could get through there. Absolutely not, I don't think so. So, the only thing that could possibly bear fruit, sorry, would be something like an Arab Spring in South America. Yes, that means initiating uprising from within, in which Venezuelans would participate, led by the CIA, Navy SE officers, Greenbriars, special forces, whatever. Yes, you may remember the story of Goodrow. What was his name again? Goodrow, he was a mercenary, a Canadian-American mercenary, who tried to pull something like that off in 2020. Yes, he wanted to catch Maduro. He was a mercenary. And that went wrong. That went wrong. Yes, they went there with I think 200 men on land and at sea and they were all arrested. Yes. The approach from sea was carefully monitored by the Venezuelans. They immediately send out these Zodiacs or Schlaubirds. There was an encounter. There were 6 deaths on the Venetian side, the Venezuelans who fought on the side of the Messeners and everyone involved in this Operation Gideon, as it was called, were arrested. Yes, that was the attempt to be discreet, to be clean, to be all Navy SEALs, but they failed. They didn't manage to do that, and I don't think the Navy SEALs would be able to get Maduro out of Caracas these days. Yes. But now we have to look at it. Of course, there's a lot at stake for Trump. Venezuela has oil. And I don't think he wants to miss out on that. So it's not about a personal settling of scores with Maduro Trump. It's not about narcotics or any drug cartels, it's about the oil. That's what he wants to address, also because at the moment we have an unclear global situation, yes, Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, then Iran, what will happen to the oil? Will the Americans always be able to get their hands on it in the future on a strategic level? We don't know. And Venezuela is, I would say, closer to the United States of America, and if the Americans could lay their hands on it, then they've pulled the trigger. That's the point. Yes, so, dear friends, comrades and subscribers, that's it. I'll sign off smoothly for now. I wish you all a wonderful good evening. I wish you all good health. Stay healthy, everyone, that is incredibly important. I wish us all protection, security and peace. I wish us all justice. My name is Thomas Gast and my motto is, war sucks. And no, we do not want to become belligerent. Absolutely not. As I said, we already had this 80, 90 years ago. That went wrong. We don't want to fight anyone either, Mr. Gabriel. No, we don't want that. We don't need to. If we do fight, then with currywurst and dumplings, perhaps in Bavaria. That's it. Yes, nothing else is out of the question. This video was for you. If you would like to do something for me, take a look at the description of the video. You will find the links there that will take you to my books. Thank you for that. Thank you for your support and by the way, I would like to ask for lots of comments here below in the comments section or written in the comments section. Yes, what do you think of the different scenarios? Venezuela, Trump, Navy SEALs, Thomas Gast, etc. PP. Bye. Goodbye. Take care everyone and thumbs up for you, for all of you out there. That has to be said. But now, goodbye, take care. Bye.